Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information. Today is the final part of our six-part deep dive into the O-1B visa. You can always go back to our last episodes to catch up if you've missed them. This series is about the often confusing and convoluted language in the USCIS regulations that gets glossed over and often misunderstood. That can lead to mistakes, delays, and RFEs in visa applications, and that's why we're here to help you navigate this maze of words. Today, for our final episode in this O-1B Deep Dive series, we're going to talk about the USCIS criterion that requires evidence that the artist, quote, has either commanded a high salary or will command a high salary or other substantial remuneration for services in relation to others in the field, as evidenced by contracts or other reliable evidence, end quote. But what does this mean? What do you need to show to satisfy this criterion? And why do so many people misunderstand this criterion and get it wrong? I'm podcast producer Mike Pulcinella. As always, I want to mention that this episode of the podcast comes from an article that was written by immigration partner Lynn Walker. The article appears in full on her LinkedIn page and is part of the six-part series that we've been covering concerning important topics about the O-1B criteria. Starting with our next episode, and also on LinkedIn, Lynn will be following that up with an O-1A series that you won't want to miss. After listening to our podcast, please head over to LinkedIn and follow Lynn Walker. She posts many articles of interest to the immigration law community. I highly recommend you check out her feed and follow. And as always, please spell Lynn, L-I-N, when searching for her content. So let's get back to today's topic. And I'm going to start by repeating that criterion that I mentioned at the beginning. And we're going to pull it apart a little bit and see what it really means. USCIS requires that an O-1B petitioner show evidence that they have either commanded a high salary or will command a high salary or other substantial remuneration for services in relation to others in the field, as evidenced by contracts or other reliable evidence. So, to satisfy this criterion, you must make, in this case, a two-part showing, with part one being that the artist has commanded, in the past, a high salary or other substantial remuneration for services in relation to others, or, two, that the artist will command, in the future, a high salary or other substantial remuneration for services in relation to others. Now, it's important to keep in mind that many artists do not work the standard 8-hour day, 40 hours per week, because their work is project-based. In scenarios where artists do work long hours a day, such as on a film set, such work is limited to a couple of weeks or months out of the year. So, when evaluating high remuneration or salary, it is essential to determine whether the artist is paid per hour, receives a daily rate, which still may not be equivalent to an 8-hour day, or is paid per performance. In such cases, it may still be useful to assess the artist's salary or remuneration on an hourly basis if the artist can provide documentation of the hours they worked. Second, whether an artist is earning a high salary or other remuneration requires that we do a comparison by geography and their peers. I've found that a very useful tool is the wage data provided by DOL's Foreign Labor Certification Data Center. In order to satisfy the high salary or other remuneration, the hourly or annual salary must exceed the Level 4 wage for the occupational classification most closely related to the artist's field of endeavor in the geographic location where all services have been performed or will be performed. And that last part is very important. Here in Lynn's document on LinkedIn, you can click on a link that will take you to the USCIS policy manual referring to this part of the criterion specifically. And that's why I usually suggest that you go over to LinkedIn and check out her feed and follow. So here it is, our final pro tip for the O-1B, which you have probably memorized by now if you've been listening to all of these recent podcast episodes, like I hope you have. And that is this. Read the regulations and USCIS policy manual carefully and ensure that you are providing documentary evidence that satisfies the entirety of the criterion, not just a summary of what you think it means or worse, only what you have evidence to show. And I'll add one more thing. Seek the counsel of an experienced immigration lawyer if you are encountering any of these difficulties. That's really your key to getting the O-1B right. Starting next episode, we're going to do a deep dive into the O-1A visa. That's the non-immigrant visa for people who have extraordinary abilities in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, the STEM fields, education, business, or athletics. Lynn will be explaining some of the common mistakes she sees when petitioning for this visa, based on her considerable experience of over 20 years as an immigration attorney. This is truly a series you won't want to miss. See you soon. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. If you'd like to suggest a topic for our podcast or have any questions about your particular business immigration situation, please contact Lynn at lwalker@miner.com. That's lwalker@meyner.com. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship between you and Miner & Landis LLP. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.